The scholarly people used to get doubts about whether Radharani is mentioned in the scriptures properly, or is it some concept or imagination which people in the path of bhakti follow. This kind of questions are raised by scholars. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in order to smash such speculators and interpreters, in his Jaiva Dharma and other books, he always quotes evidences from the Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas, always. So, there is an amazing verse in Rig Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda, this particular line, he says, Strotram Radha Pater Gir Aho Yasyate, like that, there is a sentence. Meaning of this is, I offer this prayer to Radhanam Pate, is Krishna, the Lord of Srimati Radharani. Gir means glorification with our sound vibration. Aho means it's an exclamation. So this line appears in the Vedas. Similarly, he quotes extensively from Vishnu Purana and Padma Purana. There's another beautiful verse comes to my mind. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Govinda Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiro Mani. The meaning of this verse is Govinda Nandini, Anandini means Radharani is the soul of Krishna, who gives, Krishna is called Atmaram. And his Atma is Radharani, it is said. So she is Govinda Anandini. And Govinda Mohini, she is the enchantress of Krishna. And Govinda Sarvasva means she is be all and end all for Krishna. And Kanta Shiromani, amongst all those who attract Krishna with their devotion, she is Shiromani. She is the topmost. Similarly, there is a verse from Padma Purana, there is another verse also. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Devi Sammohini Para. This verse also says, Devi Krishnamayi Prokta. She is Krishna Maya, means she is possessed by Krishna completely. Every, just like Chandra, Chandrananda Visheshatma is explained by Rupa Goswami. You cannot, like if you have an iron rod, you take a needle and try to pierce it. A flat iron, mild steel plate, you cannot pierce it. Similarly, Maya cannot pierce pure devotees because they are possessed of Krishna, and Radharani is supreme amongst them. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata. She is the transcendental goddess of fortune. And Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva, she has all the kalas necessary to execute devotional service to Krishna. And by her devotion to Krishna, she enchants the heart of Krishna. So there are many verses like this in different Puranas. It's not that Radharani's name is nowhere mentioned. Some people think that even in Bhagavatam they say Anayaradito Nunam. That's the only place Radharani's name comes. Did Radharani really exist? Some people wonder. So we could give so many quotes from the Puranas also. The beauty of Shastra is, one truth mentioned in one place is corroborated elsewhere also, in many places. And the same truth is repeatedly said in many places, so that such skeptical fellows can be dismissed completely. So, Prabhupada says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is better for us to seek the favor of gopis, because when Krishna gets a recommendation from the gopis, then our service becomes acceptable by Krishna. Otherwise, our service is not even paid any attention by Krishna at all. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preferred to worship the gopis because he understood that if gopis recognize me, then Krishna will recognize me also. If gopis recommend me, then Krishna will recognize me. So that is why once Nimai Pandit was calling Gopi, Gopi, and he was misunderstood by some people. So then he took renounced order in order to propagate Krishna consciousness after that. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his teachings, he says that amongst all the Vraja Vadhu, Srimati Radharani is supreme devotee of Krishna. And Prabhupada calls her as the supreme emblem of Mahabhagavata devotee. So for us to understand how Srimati Radharani should be like, by seeing the devotion of Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, and the acharyas in the parampara, that gives us a clue what is the meaning of intense devotion to Krishna. So we can understand she is the ocean of love and is a source of bhakti for everybody. What kind of bhakti she will have for Krishna? And today is her most auspicious appearance. I asked Parampujya Bhakti Bhagavat Maharaj to speak this talk in the morning now. So he ordered me to speak. So on his order I spoke a few words now. But you will be hearing more extensive elaboration about Srimati Radharani during the course of the day. So today is a very, very auspicious day, because on days like this, the personality is most easily accessible, most easily available. Just like all of you, on your birthday, you will be in a little extra happier mood, isn't it, than other day. How many of you agree? Correct? So today is Radharani's appearance in this world to assist Krishna in his, you know, leelas. So today she is in a very happy mood. So we can approach Srimati Radharani's lotus feet and offer her a flower to offer it to Krishna, as Prabhupada says. So very, very auspicious day. So we can focus our chanting on how Prabhupada said, Mother Hara offers us to Lord Hari. And just like a mother cleanses a child who is covered by stool and urine and weeping and crying, she cleanses him and offers it to the father in his service. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is like the Jagattaira Mata, Kaviraj Goswami says. So she picks us up, she bathes us completely and offers us to Krishna's service. And proper understanding of Radharani and her devotion to Krishna can rekindle devotion to Krishna in our hearts also. And that is only possible if you understand her through two things. One is through Guru Parampara and through the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we try to understand Radha Krishna Tattva on our own by overriding the acharyas, we will fall flat on the ground with our nose buried in the ground. We'll never be able to understand. We are very fortunate to come in Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, in which the understanding is systematically handed over from one guru to another guru. And we are extremely blessed to come in this parampara. And this day is a very important day for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because for us, Radharani is the goddess for us. Without her, we cannot approach Krishna. So let us take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Radharani ki? Radhashtami Mahamotsav ki?